And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's Prescott Chamber Day, Robert. And we're here to, we're hosting today's show, and we've got a lot of great guests here.
Thank you, Sherry. Good afternoon.
Yeah. And so our guests today are folks from Mount Zion Tabernacle Church, Falling Knights Foundation, Prescott Pioneer Family, and, of course, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time, when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, I think I need glasses. I think we're going to have to.
Why is that, Sherry?
Well, I mean, when I was driving here, I kind of noticed there was some
white stuff
alongside the road. Isn't this May in Prescott?
Yeah, this is May in Prescott. Who knows?
You know, no one will ever complain about moisture in Prescott,
Arizona. That's right. We love it.
During this time. But I saw snow on the sides of the mountains.
Yep. And I think it was actually hail. Big pieces of hail.
Wow.
We'll take anything.
That's right. Well, Robert, you're here to introduce our first guest today. We're very excited.
Thank you, Sherry. Our first guest is Pastor Michael Cannon, representing Mount Zion Tabernacle Church. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. First of all, I just want to give God glory for, once again, opening up a window of opportunity. I heard you guys saying something about the white stuff out there. I just, when you said that, it just really resonated in my spirit. You know, the unpredictable situations of nature just itself magnify the presence of God.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I think when we were walking in before the show started, what was it that you said, Pastor? You said that this is the only place.
This is the only place that I've lived that I've experienced all four seasons in 1 week.
There you go.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, that's great. Well, can you tell us a little bit about yourself first?
Sure. You know, you sent me a text, and you told me that you wanted me to say a little bit about myself. And, you know, I began to think about what was so important about me that I would want to share with the world. You know, and I could go through the accolades of my degrees. I got a B.A. in theology and been preaching 18 years and started a church and da-da-da-da-da on down the list. But then I thought that the things that I would want the world to know that I am most proud of is that I've been married for 10 years and that I have 4 grown children and they all love Jesus. And so if there's anything I'm most proud about, it's that.
That's wonderful.
Amen.
And where are your children? Are they close by, or do you have to travel great places?
Unfortunately, they all live in Chicago.
Okay.
You know, so I've just become now a human ATM machine, just transferring funds.
Chicago is your home base,
where you came
from. And how long have you been here in the Prescott area?
Well, I've been here 13 and a half years.
That's a pretty good time.
It is. Now Prescott is vastly feeling like home.
Yes. And what brought you out here?
Well, I originally came to help my dad. My dad was a jazz musician, and to help him with the program. And again, when you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. And I got here, and God had things all set up. And he just began to move and placed on my heart that this is where I should be. And so I said, well, God, if you want me here, then it's got to be all you and none of me. And that's what it's been.
I believe Prescott has that. I hear that so many times over that folks, you know, they learn about Prescott, they come to visit Prescott, sure. And it speaks to them.
It does. Well, you know, what was really great for me was that the environment was really pleasant. The people were loving, and the weather was great.
Yes.
You know, because neither of the four seasons, you know, were unbearable. It mm-hmm. seems like no matter what season we're in, it's still mild.
They're very mild.
And that's
how we sell Prescott.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say sell at the visitor center.
Yeah.
I always tell folks that ask about that. I say, yeah, we have 4 mild seasons, and they get it right away.
I agree.
And it really
agree.
Is mild, and it's nice to experience all that.
I agree.
Well, I'm from Michigan originally, and I think most of the folks know that, and Chicago's about 6 hours mm-hmm. from there, and I spent a lot of time in Chicago. The one thing that we experienced when we lived in those areas is we didn't see the sun for about 3 or 4 months because of the winter time. It's just here, the sun, for the most part, you see it almost 360 days
sure.
out of the year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, seasons in Chicago will beat you up.
Yes, for sure. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your church?
I'd love to.
Yeah, let's hear about
Mount
this.
Mount Zion Tabernacle Church is a non-denominational church. It's spirit-filled. And I say spirit-filled because we allow the Holy Spirit to dictate the movement and the momentum and just everything concerning the service. What I will say is that we are the most diverse church in all of Yavapai County. And I don't say that because of the different colors. Because if the truth be told, really, Sherry, that we all really red, covered in the blood.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about the different cultures that have come together at Mount Zion Tabernacle and really made it an exciting time. You know, I tell the congregation often that we look like the kingdom of heaven, you know, because there's so many different cultures. You know, when you get to heaven, a Methodist may be your neighbor, a Catholic may be your neighbor, a black person, a red person, a yellow person, you know. And so we really do look like the kingdom of heaven. And through our teachings, we try to magnify the love of Christ so we can operate in the power of heaven. And that's just simply who Mount Zion Tabernacle is. It's the kingdom of heaven.
How do you, well, this probably a loaded question. I might be teeing you up, but how do you feel that diversity came to your church, like as you speak of that?
Well, I believe that the diversity came to our church through the ideology that we promote. You know, first of all, we don't care how you come through the door. We just care how you leave. And second of all, you know, we have this understanding of the gospel that has become more simplistic because, you know, as a norm, churches have become so philosophical and so territorial. And for us, we just, it's just very simple, a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And we do this for two reasons, just two reasons, Sherry. If we could just get this right, we all be good. Number one, give God the glory. And number two, we get the good. And that's the ideology that we have, that when you come through these doors, we want to teach you that we can live in victory so that God would get the glory and you get the good. And that's it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Absolutely. And I just think that, that simplistic approach to the gospel through the love of Christ has drawn people through the door. You know, and it's such an exciting place. It just holds them in.
Oh, that's great.
Amen.
Now, how long have you been there as the pastor? Has it been for the last 13 years or when?
No. Well, I was the associate pastor at two different churches for about 10 years, eight at one and two at another. But our church has only been in existence 2 years.
Okay.
We started, Sherry, with seven people in a living room. And now we have about 150 people that call Mount Zion Tabernacle Church their home.
Oh, I love that story.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So are there any upcoming events that you want to share with our listeners?
Absolutely. But before I talk about the stuff on the outside, let me just share a few things that we do on the inside that I'm very proud of because we try to have a healthy church. Every other month, we have a financial coaching. Every other month, we have marriage coaching, you know, by Prescott Relationship. We have Da Vinci Wealth doing the financial coaching. We have salvation coaching. Sherry, every 3 months, we have a self-defense training for women. Two times a year, we have CPR training and first aid training. We're really trying to be a healthy church that would just reach beyond just reading the word and just being able to live a healthy, victorious life. But we do have an event that we want to open up to the public. We're very excited about it. We do it every year. It's called our resale extravaganza.
Oh, wow. That sounds like my cup of tea.
Yes, folks will love that one.
Yeah,
everybody likes that.
Glory to God.
I'm hearing shopping in this.
Shopping, big shopping. You know, it's going to be June 29th, and it'll be in the Mountain Valley Park in Prescott Valley at 9 a.m., and boy, we have a great time. We have food, we have music, and we have just a bunch of stuff. As a matter of fact, I'm still using the smoker that I bought from the extravaganza.
Well, it's seasoned now.
Yeah. There
so that's
you go.
Good.
Well, wonderful. Well, for those that are interested in learning more about your church or attending this wonderful shopping extravaganza, what is a phone number where they can reach you and maybe a website?
Well, they can, first of all, they can reach us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and 11:30 at 2797 Willow Creek Road in Prescott. And the telephone number that we can be reached at any time is 602-350-7362. And we do have a website that has information pertaining to the church, our vision, and up-and-coming events. And that webpage is MTZONTABERNACLE.com. MTZionTabernacle.com.
Wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Pastor Canyon, it's been an honor to have you on our show today.
It's been a blessing.
And I thank you so much for what you're doing for our community with the good word.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
It's that time of year for Arizona's third annual Ultimate Bagger and Custom Motorcycle Show and Concert, hosted at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel in association with Night Owl Productions. Bring the whole family May 18th to see the stunning motorcycles and special performances by Brittany Flores and more. As an added bonus, we are giving away awards and over $5,000 in cash and prizes. Head to CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information and to get your tickets now. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is Prescott Chamber Day, and you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we're here for our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Yes, our next guest is Fallen Knights Foundation. Bob Molina is here representing Fallen Knights Foundation. Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for being a new chamber member.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're glad to have you, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself before we dive into the good stuff.
Well, let's see. I'm an Arizonian from Tucson.
Okay. And, well, we'll let you hear then.
Yeah. Growing up as a cowboy, we used to come to the rodeos.
Yeah.
And all that. And then I went in the military and stayed in California and worked for the Sheriff's Department in Los Angeles. And after 31 years, it hit me and said, it's time to leave. And So we retired and we moved back. We moved to Prescott. And and that was in 07. And then in 2009, I got bored and went to work as a contractor for Department of State and the DOD. And I was in Afghanistan for 3 years with the military.
Okay.
And this is where I came up with this idea of the Fallen Knights Foundation. I met other law enforcement professionals out there that didn't make the money, didn't have the same resources as the larger departments. I met officers that were only making $15, $18 an hour and had two jobs just to survive. And when one of their officers was killed in line of duty, it was a lot of GoFundMe pages and a lot of hand-me-downs.
Mm-hmm.
And I contemplated that for a couple of years. And after I got back home in 2014, I continued to contemplate until I made the decision to start something, because these were friends of ours that I had met now that I worked together in Afghanistan, and they were good guys. And so I had to do something. And my biggest concern were the kids. The foundation provides psychological service and grief counseling for the kids, as well as a scholarship for them. And that's how I got started.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, thank
because
you for
you
your
were
service.
Bored?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a little bored riding horses and playing around at the ranch.
I love it.
And so, you know, I was offered the job, and I said, that sounds interesting. I'm going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
my wife agreed with me, and she promptly said, thank you, goodbye. You know, come back one of these days. And 3 years later, you know, it was time to come home.
Yeah,
and that's when things really started to rock and roll.
Mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. So you created this foundation. You're the founder of the foundation.
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Wow.
Yeah, I did. And it took me a good year.
Yeah.
Because I have no business experience.
Mm-hmm.
And my career in law enforcement was patrol and narcotics. I, mm-hmm. I was a narcotics officer for 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can do all kinds of stuff with narcotics and search warrants and in courts and stuff
right.
like that. But business-wise, it took me a while to get wise.
Well, and a nonprofit is, starting a foundation is, you have to go through a lot of paperwork and it's a process.
It's a totally different animal.
Yes, it is.
And it took a while, but I got the hang of it and we're doing good. This month, May, is Law Enforcement Memorial Month, and so I'm going to be heading to Washington with the National Memorial Services out there, as well as Los Angeles. I feel akin as need to go to the Sheriff's Department in Los Angeles to their memorial service next week. So, but this is something that's happening all over the country. Everyone has a memorial service because we've lost so many cops in so many years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Last year, we lost 158 police officers nationwide.
Nationwide, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit about the mission of your foundation.
Our mission is to soften the blow or the buffer, you know, and provide a buffer for the family. The officer is gone, and the family is devastated because so many times there's no excuse as to why the officer was killed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like this last officer in Mississippi. He was just standing out in front of the police station when he was basically executed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, then there's no rhyme or reason as to why the suspect did it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure the family and the kids are going to be devastated, you know, because everyone looks for a why answer. Why did this happen? We can understand being in a traffic accident.
Sure.
We can understand falling off the roof, you know, something along those lines at home. But when there's no explanation to it, it's even more tragic.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to soften the blow, mm-hmm. as we could say. So, it, you know, we're trying.
You provide resources for the family to help with coping with those issues.
Yes,
sounds
we do.
Like
we don't interfere with the agency,
sure,
or their association or like that, but we provide help for them. We also reach out to the Department of Psychological Services, and a lot of times they provide a certain amount, but we extend it so that the kids can have further grief counseling more than what they're allotted. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, there's no issues later on in life.
Right.
When they don't, you know, they enjoy having us around because we do provide that buffer. you know, because there's only so much a city or a county or state can do, you know, that's mandated by law or whatever their charter says. Mm-hmm. So we can step in and help out.
And the Fallen Knights Foundation will help those families get to the services and the things that they need.
Yes.
And a lot of folks, I would imagine, that particular situation wouldn't know where to turn, like you say.
That's true. We'll help out. What's fortunate is, like in Arizona, we're very, very fortunate here because we have the 100 Club, mm-hmm. you know, but there are a lot of states that don't have mm-hmm. the resources of the 100 Club to help them out. As we all know what the 100 Club did for the Granite 19. Mm-hmm. And so it's a lot of people just don't really understand. A lot of people just assume that, well, they'll be taken care of, which is not true.
Right.
There's a lot of places that, you know, we'll give them $5,000 and that's it, you know, and a lot of times there is no insurance policies. The federal government, if an officer is killed in the line of duty, has a $100,000, the family has access to it. Well, you have to file the paperwork first, mm-hmm. and then maybe in 6 to 9 months, you may get some money, you know, that type thing. So that will help them with that.
And 6 to 9 months is a long time.
Sure is, especially when you know, you have bills to pay and everything
right.
else.
Right.
And so we'll step in and help out with that. We do with the education as well. Almost all the states in the U.S. grant a child of a fallen officer a tuition-free education to the state university. Well, then that's great. I mean, it really, that's a lot of money. But that doesn't cover books. That doesn't cover a lot of the other stuff that they need to go. Mm-hmm. And we've gone one step further because my son got a tuition-free to a university, went 2 years, and then decided, I don't want to do this. I want to be a mechanic. So after spending several thousand dollars buying the tools, buying stuff like that, that's we provide as well. If he wants to go to an accredited school to learn a trade, we will help provide for that.
And we need trade.
We need a lot of trade.
It's equally important as school.
Yes, it is.
In these times.
And they're learning, you know, this. You're going to learn anything you can, even in the trade, because you have to be able to get along with everybody. You have to learn the trade. You have to learn math and English and everything else.
You bet.
You know, so yeah, it's something that's important mm-hmm. that the state will not cover because it's not a state university.
Gotcha.
You know, so we'll help out with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what else can you share with our listeners about your foundation that you think would be of interest for them?
Well, the biggest interest right now that we have is this month.
Yes.
You know, it's
the awareness.
The awareness and getting the word out to everyone that, you know, we do have, you know, a lot of officers that are killed in the line of duty. You know, we lost 158 last year alone. And so far this year, we've lost 40. As of this morning, we lost 40. So it's something that individuals and people would, you know, have to realize that it's serious. You know, even though we lost more the year before, the year is young, mm-hmm. and we don't know what'll happen tomorrow or the next day. The next thing that we also do is that we have helped and we've linked up and joined up COPLINE.
Okay.
And COPLINE is a suicide prevention. And a lot of people don't understand and really don't even think about it. Last year we lost 165 officers that committed suicide. And some on duty and some off duty. And a lot of people don't understand the stress that they're under. Because they're human, mm-hmm. you know, they deal with other people's problems, and then they go home and they have to deal with their own problems. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, they can't figure a way out because being a police officer, being in law enforcement, you're not allowed to have problems. You're supposed to act perfectly all the time. And so a lot of these traits are hidden, and a lot of times there's just no way out. Mm-hmm. And it's become a big tragedy, because we're having more retired and active duty law enforcement committing suicide. So we hooked up with Copline as well as BlueHelp.org, and those are all of both organizations that anybody can call, especially family members when they see that their mom and dad or brother and sister or anyone is behaving differently than normal, and this happens a lot in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times you don't take your problems from work home.
Right.
You leave them at work, and so it eats them up inside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing that we're involved with, is trying to get help to a lot of these guys and girls.
Wonderful.
Women.
Now, so do you service the Arizona market, or are you across the
state? We're across the state.
Okay.
So we're across. We're just not the Arizona market. We're across the United States.
Okay.
It's a lot of traveling.
Yes.
I
imagine.
And that type of thing. But it's worth it.
Yeah.
It is very, very worth it. You kind of walk away with a little gratification that you helped out a little bit.
Right.
And you're not solving everyone's problems, but you gave a little.
You're making a little difference there.
A little bit of difference helps.
Well, I think I can honestly say I'm glad that you got bored.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like a wonderful foundation for you to start up. And for our listeners that may want to get in touch with you, if you could give your contact information, we have just enough time for that.
Oh, okay. Well, you can always contact the foundation online. We're at, the FallenKnightsFoundation.org. We're also on Facebook, even though it's not real active. If we're still there, and I post something every couple of weeks or once a week, mm-hmm. try to keep it active. But that's Fallen Knights Inc. on Facebook. If somebody wanted to call and stuff, they can always call me. That the office is 928-636-5233, and sometimes I'm there. And sometimes I'm out in the barn.
There you go.
I think we don't have a big overhead, sometimes I have to tend to the horses once in a while.
Well, Bob, we're thankful that you're on the show today and sharing the story of your foundation, and we appreciate what you're doing for our fallen officers and families. Mm. And we thank you for that.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, and I'm hoping that next year we'll have to have a 5 or 10K run with the chamber.
There you
Happy
go.
Happy New Year.
That'd be great.
Robert will lead it.
Yes.
Thanks so much. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyle together.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents...
Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
This is Steve Sishko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick-and-mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been, good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell, and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The House passes a bill regulating paid circulators who gather signatures for citizens' initiatives. Senate Bill 1451 requires circulators to report their name, address, phone number, email address, and disclose if they've been convicted of crimes like fraud and identity theft. Fountain Hills Republican John Kavanaugh is a yes vote.
The whole focus of this bill is to make sure that these paid circulators aren't criminals and that they know what the rules are. If we're going to allow paid circulators to be part of a system, then let's not make it easy by not ensuring that they know the rules.
Democrats are troubled by a provision which gives the Attorney General exclusive power to modify initiative language. Democrats argue that infringes on citizens' freedom of speech. The bill returns to the Senate. Showers continuing this afternoon, a 20% chance for more this evening, 50% tomorrow, 20% Friday, chilling to 45% overnight, then warming to breezy highs near 68 and 64 between the showers tomorrow and Friday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, up to 61 with more rain Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, those same showers and storms through Saturday, a 30% chance for more late tonight, chilling to a partly cloudy overnight low near 47. Highs tomorrow through Saturday near 77, 74, and a rainy 72. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Look, if your mom, wife, or mother-to-be enjoys dead cut flowers and the peace that comes when dining with all those kids, then by all means, take her to your favorite buffet rather than some piece of plastic.
But if she really loves her garden, a gift card from Waters makes perfect sense. In reality, you're giving her 90 minutes of peace and quiet while she shops for her own flowers.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, the place where people who love their gardening moms love to shop.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time, when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And we have a guest that who needs no introduction. But, Robert, you have the honor to do this today.
I will introduce no matter what.
Yes.
I've known Melissa Ruppner is here on the show with
us.
And she's representing Prescott's Pioneer Family Show, which is going to be a dinner show at the Palace Restaurant in historic downtown Prescott, and I'm sure she'll tell you all about it. Welcome to the show, Melissa.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, we only do this show once a year, and we're sold out every year. So if you are interested at all in having a great evening, because this is totally unrehearsed.
And learning everything
yes.
from
this
Melissa.
This is totally, yes. I go around, I come in costume, of course, and I go around to the different tables as people are sitting and having their dinner. And I just ask them, what would you like to know?
Yeah.
And I had a lady from New York City who said, well, you certainly won't know anything about New York. And I said, really? Does Spiro LaGuardia sound any familiar to you?
Yeah.
Well, yes, that was one of our most famous mayors. I said, well, he actually lived just outside of Prescott at Fort Whipple, where his father was bandmaster. You could have driven a truck through her mouth.
Goodness.
I mean, she just...
Melissa, that does not surprise me.
And as you know, I have corrected a number of people over the months and years with Plaza. I just became very loud at a meeting recently when they called it the Courthouse Square. Yeah. And I said, fourth graders from Skyview School. No, it's not a square. It's a rectangle. And I brought a book out that I wrote, Prescott of Pictorial History. The original edition actually helped.
I have that book. It's
yes,
a wonderful book.
Actually helped to create the original facade on the front of the chamber.
Yes.
And I opened the page to 23, and I showed this particular person that it is a plaza on the original town site map. So if you want to be historically correct, and you're going to run into somebody in this town, if not me, someone else, who will tell you it's the plaza.
So do not say square.
You know, Melissa, I just have to say, you know, that was such great work that you did with that, with the book and that helping with us with the chamber building.
Yes.
We're going to be in that phase again where it needs a touch up, and we're working on that already. Maybe
that's
we
excellent.
Should rebirth that.
we certainly
we'll have
could
talk
about
offline.
It.
But it's good to see you. I haven't seen you since the Grand Marshal celebrations.
Wasn't that fun?
Are your toes finally thawed out from?
No, actually, because of the hail today.
I still think I need my eyes checked. I don't know what. Robert says this can happen.
This is spring.
If not Mother's Day yet.
Yeah, this
I always
spring.
Say you have to wait till after Mother's
exactly.
Day.
I did not plant my
really
planting
spring.
This year. I remember. That I have to hold off on that.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the wonderful things about Gail Steiger and I doing this show together is that our families have known each other for at least three generations. And as my father used to love to joke, we know where the bodies are buried.
Okay. Your father joked?
Yeah. Well, you know, when you own and run Ruffner Funeral Home, you better have some pretty good lines.
Yeah.
But anyway, and he was a wonderful historian and a real jokester. But over the years that Gail and I have done the show, I just say, remember that poem that your grandfather, you know, he is the grandson of Gail Gardner, who Gail Gardner Way is named after. And the last show we did, I said, don't you remember that poem that your dad wrote? It was something about a cowboy who turned into a dude rustler, you know, down in Wickenbirds. He's now working at a dude ranch. And tell him that poem, because it is a really cute poem. And we would just play off each other.
Uh-huh,
I would go around and talk to people and find out what they wanted to learn, what they wanted to know.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce the name of our town?
Oh, yes.
And
that is that. Can you give a teaser for our listeners today?
Well,
sure. There are some folks that just still don't get this.
You know, there's a book out called Prescott Like Biscuit.
Uh-huh.
I think that's just a tiny bit disrespectful, because the people who actually changed the pronunciation of their name during the Revolutionary War were actually colonists who were projects that had come over here, especially into Boston, and to make a new, you know, a new life for themselves. But they belong to Mother England. And when they decided to side with the colonists, these farmers with some rakes and hoes against the most powerful country in the world at the time, this family actually changed the pronunciation of their name to show that they were siding with the colonists. It is still pronounced Prescott in England. And if you want to find out why, you have to come to the show
there
on June 3rd. I don't know if you know this, but this ain't my first rodeo, okay?
I didn't see that coming at all. No, it's such a delight to have you here.
Oh,
thank
you.
One of the stories, well, John's favorite story is how you got the funeral home.
Well, and you know, actually, I have to tell you something very interesting. You know, Mom passed May 13th. God
yes,
bless her. And
yes, bless her.
Good news is she's out of pain.
Yeah.
And Daddy came to get her. Mm-hmm. And we're having a Celebrate Elizabeth at the Elks on May 26th at 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. And the doors will open at 2. But no, you know, everybody's not going to be able to get in that theater.
Right,
it's a very small theater, so it's live.
Not reserving.
No,
seats
no
or
tickets
anything.
Or
it's
anything.
First come, first serve.
Exactly, and it is the whole idea is that it will then be live streamed wherever you happen to be.
Good.
And including the Marina Room across the street at the Haciampa. But I'm going to start by telling a story. I asked my mother one time when I was helping care for her if she ever felt that her life had been predestined. And she said, I don't know. What do you mean? And I said, well, think about this for a minute, Mom. 16 years before you were born, a man you never heard of, in a town you didn't even know existed, won a funeral home and a poker game at the Palace Saloon on Whiskey Row.
Yes, yes.
And her husband, my father, was sent by his father, Sheriff George Ruffner, who won the funeral home's brother, to go to mortuary science school at the University of Cincinnati, where my mother was taking pre-med classes. And they met, double-dated, but with other people.
Right.
She was with a sorority sister of hers. And she and my dad decided they wanted to keep company. And the rest, as they say, is history.
And there,
I mean,
then,
is
then
that,
there's a Melissa
I mean,
and many
is that
others.
Like, woo, 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 woo. I mean, really.
That is amazing. It's great stories. It's one of John's favorites. I love it.
So what did Mom think after that, after she actually thought about it?
And she's living in a house across the street mm-hmm. from where they were married when we talked about
yeah.
this.
Oh, my goodness.
And she said, you know, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Huh. Because when she and Dad met, it was just like they were meant to be
mm-hmm.
together.
Yep.
And she came out to Prescott with my grandmother on the train, met his parents, got married. My dear father, you know, decided that one of the most incredible honeymoons anybody could possibly have was camping in Canyon de Chelly. And my mother had
what
never,
a romance.
My mother and meeting all his Indian friends, of
sure,
course.
Sure.
My mother had never slept on the ground and had no idea why anybody would ever want to sleep on the ground. And I said to her one time, why didn't you just get back on the train with me, the baby, and say, oh, heck no. And she said, well, I did go back to Cincinnati once, but I loved your dad, so I came back. But yeah, she had a remarkable life. And, you know, Dad was a wonderful storyteller. And Gail Steiger is a musician. He's a working cowboy. I mean, he has a ranch and everything. And he's often at the Cowboy, every year I've seen him at the Cowboy Poets
yes,
gatherings.
Yes, yeah, I would.
And so it's a neat combination of us sort of playing back and forth and, you know, with each other about things that we remember and things that we know. Gail actually said that he believes his grandfather, Gail Gardner, lasted an extra 10 years because my father would take him every place he ever wanted to go and, you know, all through the western states, and they would visit people and all that kind of thing.
Oh, my goodness.
So we have a lot of history together.
Well, that's super cool. Well, let's let our listeners know again when this show is, because this, I don't think anybody should miss this show.
Well, and they need to call the palace.
Yep.
And give their name and phone number.
Uh-huh.
And then they will, you know, give them a seating date and so forth. But it's Monday, June 3rd. And the show is at 7. Dinner seating starts, I think, at 5:30. And maybe it's 5, because I get there about 4:30, and just visit with people. Just find out, you know, what they came to learn about.
Right.
And
right.
I understand that you have some company coming.
Yes, I'm going to bring in my mother-in-law from Sedona, because yeah. We're very excited to be a part of the show.
Well, and
to enjoy the show,
absolutely.
I should say, and be a part
and
of it.
you're running the Chamber of Commerce, and John is involved with tourism. So
yes.
These are the kinds of things that you can share with people.
Oh, absolutely.
They come to town and come visit.
Because this is one show, but you do a lot of other things, too, for the community, and you're available for history walking tours and you're
well,
engaged.
I taught most of the people who give.
Yes.
Mike, what is his name? Oh, gosh. Your guy who's in charge of the volunteer.
Mike King
was a student of mine, and I went on a tour with him a couple of years ago, and he asked me a little nervously afterwards, how did I do? And I said, oh, you did just fine.
Yeah.
So I'm not walking the streets of Prescott quite as often, and they are doing a fabulous job, but I still do have a lot of costumes.
Yes.
You know, when you show up at the grocery store dressed like that, they look at you kind of strange.
Well, yeah.
But if you're
walking the streets like that, too, Melissa.
If you're doing a dinner show or something like that,
yeah,
that's okay.
That is okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. You are just such an awesome, you're just too funny. I just love you.
Thank you so
yeah.
much.
Well, so the number for the palace, we have that here.
I have it here if you don't.
Yeah, please.
Do you remember
it?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, the Palace Restaurant, the historic Palace Restaurant on historic Whiskey Row, they're at 120 South Montezuma Street, and their phone number is 928-541-1996.
And that's June 3rd.
Yep.
For the show.
June 3rd.
Yeah.
And they need to call and sign. There are no tickets.
Right.
Yep.
They just need to call and sign up how many people are in their party, their phone number.
Yep.
And, you know.
And for more information, too, they can get on their website. It's historicpalace.com.
Yes.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Well, such a pleasure to see you again.
Well, I've had such fun with the Chamber of Commerce, and I'm so proud of everything you guys are doing. And you must be doing, you know, Robert, I've known Robert for years, too. You must be doing things well, because I'm not storming the office and saying, okay, now hold on a minute.
Well, if we do something wrong, we do hope you come by and
well, we do want
slap
to be
us on the back
on,
of the head
yeah.
or something.
But we appreciate you and your family so much.
Well, we love this town, obviously.
Yes.
Well, you are the town.
Yes.
The Ruffner
yep.
family really is.
Yep.
Really
yep.
is.
Yep.
Thank you, thank you.
Well, thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure.
You bet. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Congratulations to the class of 2019. Plan your celebration at Augie's. The banquet room at Augie's is available for your graduation party. So do the smart thing. Reserve Augie's private banquet room for your graduation get-together. Call 777-0330 and make reservations for your graduation party. 777-0330. Augie's Frontier Village. The place to dine on Highway 69.
Hi, I'm Steve Ryan, librarian at Prescott Public Library. Teams looking for leadership experience are invited to participate in the Toastmasters Youth Leadership Program at Prescott Public Library. Participants will gain valuable speaking and leadership skills to last a lifetime. The courses are presented by trained Toastmasters facilitators and are free for teens ages 13 to 18. Register online at prescottlibrary.info at the youth desk or call 928-777-1537 for more information.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's Prescott Chamber Day, and Robert, what a great show we've had so far.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun today.
It has. Man, the Ruffner family, like you said.
Melissa Ruffner, it's always a pleasure to have her on the show.
Absolutely, and we do send the condolences out. We had a great loss back in March.
Yes, we did.
But we're here now to talk about what's going on in Prescott, and it's busy season.
It's getting busy, yeah. I think this is like almost the kickoff to the busy season.
It feels like it with Mother's Day weekend.
It is Mother's Day weekend, everybody, so don't forget that. Don't forget your mom.
Yeah, and we're selling gift certificates at the Chamber.
Yep.
So if you don't know what to get Mom, get her a gift certificate, and she can shop anywhere that are accepting the gift certificates.
Absolutely. Come on down to the Visitor Center. They're 15, 25, and did I get those wrong? I'm not sure.
Yeah, 5, 10, and
5, 10, and 25?
25, yeah.
Okay, come on down, and they come in a really nice little gift bag and really nice presentation.
You bet.
Come on down and support our local shops in the downtown area and beyond. We do have a lot of things happening this weekend. I'll start with the Chamber of Commerce special event. That's our historic downtown Prescott walking tours, and it's going to be Friday, May 10th. This weekend only. We're not going to do it Saturday and Sunday. It's 10 a.m. Meet at the Visitor Information Center. Donations are always appreciated. And the reason that we're only doing one this weekend is because it's the annual Fine Arts Wine Festival in the Courthouse Plaza, the first show of the year.
That's right.
Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So come on down and enjoy that. Bring Mom down and enjoy the wine, too, with Mom.
Yeah.
And also, it's the 15th annual Mother's Day Wine and Art Festival at the Granite Creek Vineyards. And that's out in Chino, and they do a super job out there, too. And that one's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., also on Saturday and Sunday of this weekend.
So we also have, looks like, the Health and Wellness Fair going on. That's on Saturday.
Yep, and that's
Montezuma.
Just down the street, yeah. 343 South Montezuma Street, just a block off the plaza.
From 10 to 2 p.m.
there. Yep, so that's a nice event. Esteban is also going to be here. And Esteban is becoming a Mother's Day tradition here in Prescott. And that's on Sunday, May 12th, Mother's Day, at the Elks Theater, 3 p.m. More information, come on down to the Visitor Center or get on the website at PrescottElksTheater.com.
And another kind of cool thing that I just want to have a shout out on Saturday is the Show and Shine Car Show, and that's at the National Bank lot from 10 to 2 p.m. And that's
Saturday,
You can, if you guys are out and about and the guys can take a look at the car show and the gals can go shopping.
And that supports our school district, too, by the way. So come on down for that at the National Bank lot on May 11th.
Well, you can learn more about all of this on our website at prescott.org. And we just, anytime you need information, the Visitor Information Center, which has been recently state-designated again.
Yes, we are.
Is available 7 days a week.
Yep. We're there all the time. Come on down, say hi, or get on our website at prescott.org. Give us a call at 445-2000, but we'd love to see your smiling faces.
There you go, to come in and get those gift certificates.
You got it.
Well, thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.